Hey folks, this is Dirty Mike and the Boys coming to you from downtown Easton. We are here tonight to talk about the possible energy source that we know as fuel cells. We will discuss how they work and let you know what kinds of impacts you can expect from this new energy source. We have three special guests on the show tonight. Let me introduce our first guest, Mr. McAuliffe.
Hi, Mr. Malik. Thanks for having me.
So, Mr. McAuliffe, just what is a fuel cell?
Well, as defined by the U.S. Department of Energy, a fuel cell is a device that uses a fuel and oxygen to create electricity by an electrochemical process.
So what does that mean to us?
Simply put, a fuel cell is a device that uses a chemical energy that makes up a hydrogen atom and turns it into electricity, heat, and water.
How does a fuel cell accomplish this?
Well, there are three main parts to a fuel cell: an anode, a cathode, and an electrolyte. As the hydrogen is added to the system, its positive protons and negative electrons are separated. The proton and electrons then have to travel to the cathode. However, they each have to take a different route to get there. The protons are able to pass through the electrolyte, but electrons cannot do this. Instead, the electrons have to travel around the electrolyte by means of an electric circuit. This flow of electrons through the circuit is what generates the electricity. Once in the cathode, the hydrogen atoms and the oxygen atoms bond together to form water. Now, this bonding basically creates the heat that is also generated from the reaction.
So what does that mean to us?
What this means is that if the fuel cells become a viable source of energy, it would be a clean source of cheap energy. Basically, the initial cost to build and implement a fuel cell would be expensive, but the cost of the fuel which is needed to power it would be zero because the hydrogen is already in the air that we breathe, and the costs that other associated with other energies such as nuclear, removing waste, would be zero since the only thing that's produced is water, heat, and electricity. This means as an energy source, it would both be ideal in terms of the power output, but also ideal in terms of costs in the long term for any country.
So we just reviewed the basic principles of fuel cells. Now let's invite our next guest to discuss the types of fuel cells. Now please welcome Mr. Chen.
Hi, Mr. Marok. Thank you for having me.
So Josh, what different types of fuel cells are there?
Well, there are several types of fuel cells that are currently under development that includes polymer electrolyte membrane fuel cells, direct methanol fuel cells, alkaline fuel cells, solid oxide fuel cells, and molten carbonate fuel cells. The main candidate of these five fuel cells for further research are the polymer electrolyte membrane fuel cells, or PEM fuel cells. PEM fuel cells is the main candidate because it delivers high power density and also offers the advantages of low weight and volume when compared to other fuel cells. PEM fuel cells need hydrogen, oxygen from the air, and do not require fuel to operate. PEM fuel cells have been used mainly for transportation applications such as in cars and buses. This can be attributed to their favorable power to weight ratio and fast startup time.
Thank you, Chen, for that recap on different types of fuel cells. Now let's move on to our next guest, Mr. Farron. Mr. Farron, can you explain to the audience the advantages and disadvantages of using fuel cells?
Yes, Dirty. There are many benefits of using fuel cell technologies that include zero emissions at point of operation, and there are a wide variety of applications to choose from. Applications fuel cells can be used for can vary from computers to power plants. Fuel cells have a very high efficiency rate between 70% and 85%. Fuel cells can be made of common resources such as biomass, water, electrolysis, natural gas, propane, and methanol. Fuel cells are also virtually pollution-free and are twice more efficient than combustion technologies. Disadvantage of using fuel cells in the past was that fuel cells were large and extremely expensive to manufacture.
So Nolan, would you say that fuel cell technology is prevalent today?
In the past, fuel cells were just too expensive for global commercial use, just as the first computers and cars were. Just like these products, the cost of fuel cells has begun to decrease to consumer affordable levels with mass production. We are currently in the transition period now. Many companies have invested a lot of resources into the fuel cell technology. Toyota is a leading researcher in fuel cell technology and have just come out with the Toyota FCV, which runs on hydrogen fuel cells. Toyota FCV gets over 50 miles to the gallon, produces nearly zero carbon dioxide emissions. Fuel cell technology is on an upward track, and in the years to come, I believe that fuel cell usage will become widespread and will be available in a larger variety of products.
That about wraps up the show. I hope all of you found this interesting and learned just a little bit more about fuel cells. Next week, we will be discussing the iPhone and the global impacts it has. Until next week, this is Dirty Mike signing off. Stay frosty, Easton.